I'm Professor Usha Goswami from the University of Cambridge, and I'd like to talk about our new project, which is a baby rhythm project, looking at how rhythm patterns in speech get followed by the rhythms in the baby's brain. So we're really hoping some expectant mums who might be listening might sign up for our project.
And what sort of age are you talking about for when you say babies?
We start measuring this rhythm following pattern in the brain at 2 months of age. So the project is a longitudinal one where we start with 2-month-olds, follow them at 4, 5, 6, 7 months, etc. Basically 8 visits in the first year of life. And then we look at how their vocabulary develops over the next year and a half. So until they're 2.5 years old, but we come to the homes to measure vocabulary. So anyone who's interested in the project would just be visiting for that first year for the brain measurements.
And what sort of things do you do in amongst the experiments?
The experiments are very simple because we're interested in how these rhythm patterns that have been discovered to be hidden in the speech signal are being tracked by the rhythms formed by the baby's brain cells firing electrical potentials effectively. So we have 3 basic tasks. One is listening to someone singing you nursery rhymes. One is listening to someone speak syllables in a rhythm, sort of like ta, ta, ta. And then we also have a control task, which is a drum beat twice a second, which is a rate that we think is very important for speech. But we want to look at how accurately the brain follows the drum beat when there's no speech involved.
And I've been looking around the labs here and I see that you've got one with television screens as well and lots of cameras. What are you doing in that experiment?
So the other interest is where the babies start moving rhythmically in time with speech in very subtle ways that we may not have noticed just from looking at them. So all the cameras are a motion capture system. And effectively, after we've done the brain measurement, which might take about 20 minutes, then the baby goes into the motion capture room and hears again, say, the nursery rhymes or the drum beat. They have a little bongo drum, so the older ones can tap along. But we're also looking for very small movements of, say, arms or sucking or kicking in time with these rhythm patterns that are in the speech stimulus. We're very interested in whether individual differences in how accurately timed the baby's response is will translate to individual differences, say, in the speed with which vocabulary develops.
And what sort of things will this lead to? What language development, or what are there any special things that you think this project may produce?
I think it will give very important novel information because this is the first project in the world of its kind, which will look at phenomena discovered in the adult brain, in the infant brain. So in essence, we know the adult's brain does follow these different rhythm patterns in speech, but nobody's looked at whether the infant's brain does so as well or how early this begins. So we're taking a multilingual sample. It doesn't matter what languages you speak at home, because we think that the brain starts here. And so this twice a second beat, which we're having in our ta, ta and our drum beat stimuli, we think will relate to individual differences in how quickly, say, vocabulary is learned in any language.
So if someone's interested, how do they get in touch with you?
Probably the easiest is to just go onto Google and type Baby Rhythm Cambridge, because that's the name of our project. And there's a lot of information on our online website, and you can even sign up online or you can have someone phone you, go through the project and what it involves. But if they look for Baby Rhythm Cambridge in the Google search engine, they should come to us.
And how long is this project going on for?
Well, we have 5 years of funding because it's a longitudinal project where ideally we'd like to recruit 100 infants. So we only have 30 infants at the moment, and we're really hoping some more mothers might volunteer for the project because it's so interesting. All the mothers who've started are really enjoying what they're doing because it's a very simple concept that these rhythmic experiences actually shape and help develop the language system. Because there are many rhythm-based things we used to do with young children, like nursery rhymes and playing musical instruments and so on, which are not so emphasised anymore in homes, and yet probably they should be, because I think rhythm is where it all starts.
Right, and is it people just with firstborn new babies, or can they bring their toddlers along, or...?
Well, we wouldn't be measuring the toddlers, but of course a lot of mothers already have one or more children, and we have a playroom where they can be while the baby is being measured. So we have a lot of staff on the project who can either look after your children while you're in with your baby, or you can watch your baby on a two-way mirror and be in with your other children. They shouldn't be discouraged if they have more than one child, because we're really keen to recruit as many infants as we can.
And I saw there's some very special nets that you put on the baby's head, which look very easy to use. So can you explain a little bit about those?
Yes, well, those nets have been developed. They're a series of little sponges all knitted together in a sort of crochet cap. And once you put that cap onto the head of the baby, which takes a few seconds, then those little sponges are able to pick up these very faint electrical signals that are occurring in everybody's brain below the scalp and measure their temporal accuracy. So we can see with millisecond precision how well, say, your baby's brain is following that 2 hertz drum beat, or is the response greater in the right hemisphere than in the left hemisphere. We can look at a number of interesting theoretical questions just using that technology.
So it doesn't, the baby doesn't notice it at all then?
Oh no, once the cap's on, I mean, you feel the cap being put on, but once it's on, you stop feeling it. And the babies are very unperturbed. I mean, on our website, you can see videos of babies being tested, and you'll see that no one cries or anything. You forget it's on once you've started.
That's great. Thank you very much. And if anyone wants to join this project or look at what research they're doing, it's Baby Rhythm and Cambridge. And if you Google that, you'll get all the information, and you can even sign up.